This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Able Living focuses on the needs of people with different abilities. Hear a wealth of information on health, work life, sports, the arts, individual accomplishments, and much more, all focused on other-abled human potential. Able Living, coming up right now on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Able Living, and I'm your reader, Melinda Ambrose, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from Disability Scoop, Disabled World, Move United, and Careers and the Disabled. I'll begin with DisabilityScoop.com, copyright 2025, Disability Scoop, LLC. How an Ice Cream Shop is Challenging the Short Bus Stigma, by Lucy Marquez, Tampa Bay Times, September 3rd, 2025. St. Petersburg, Florida. She slides open the window from inside the bus. Hello, hello! How's it going today? Emily Denzio Grosso asks the young man outside over the buzz of the engine, the sweet scent of ice cream wafting out. She's wearing mismatched sparkly earrings, one a stop sign and the other a school bus. Are you thinking an iced coffee today? He nodded with a lopsided smile, shifting his weight back and forth on his feet. The man works at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital through a program that connects people with disabilities to competitive employment. Denzio Grosso's mobile ice cream bus, Goodness Gracious Great Balls of Love, sits just outside. People with disabilities like him stop by the bus to order, as do families and other passers-by. Denzio Grosso turned to pour ice and coffee into a cup. She added Lucky Charms and extra sugar. How he likes it. She's been running the mobile business since this spring and is planning to offer a job training program for people with disabilities on the bus to help them build skills like organization, hygiene, and customer service. She quit her job in disability services, and her husband, Johnny Eli, quit his job as a yacht captain to build the business. They spent years searching for the right bus and experimenting with recipes. Establishing her business as a for-profit was important to Denzio Grosso. Nonprofits that employ people with disabilities can sometimes be seen as doing it out of pity, she said. But she's never thought of people with disabilities that way, especially not her sister. Denzio Grosso didn't think Noelle was all that different when they were kids growing up in South Florida. Her older sister, who was born with an intellectual and developmental disability, was adopted as a baby. They celebrated their birthdays together every December with a snow machine in the front yard. They took turns giving hugs and kisses to the foster children their mother cared for. Her mom teased both girls the same and never gave Noelle special treatment, but Denzio Grosso remembers her mom having frustrating conversations with her sister's teachers, trying to convince them that she shouldn't be sent home for behavior she couldn't control. She felt protective when neighborhood kids made comments about her sister's appearance or mannerisms. I just always knew that everything that maybe came easy to me was that much harder for Noelle, she said. Denzio Grosso also saw her sister's job opportunities grow slimmer as she got older. Vocational rehabilitation agencies said her sister would never be fully independent because she can't manage her diabetes on her own. Noelle tried volunteer roles but hasn't had paid work, and even if she did, she couldn't make more than roughly $11 per hour if she wanted to stay eligible for disability benefits. Noelle is among the 75% of people with disabilities not in the workforce, compared to 30% of those without disabilities, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. People with disabilities fall off a metaphorical cliff when they turn 21, Denzio Grosso said, because they've aged out of programs available to them as children and teenagers. Denzio Grosso taught yoga, cooking classes, and other services to people with disabilities in North Carolina for many years. Access to job training provides people with disabilities, like her sister, with a sense of purpose and confidence, she said. I've always come back to employment, she said, as the most essential skill that you can teach. So she got to work. Her business needed to be mobile so she could go out into the community, not rely on people to find her. It needed to teach soft skills like customer service, hand washing, and organization. It needed to sell a product that can be easily organized and prepared, like loaded potatoes. They'd offer a solid work system for individuals with disabilities, Dancio Grasso remembers thinking. Slice the middle open, add butter, spread sour cream, crumble bacon bits, and sprinkle cheese and chives. She looked for inspiration at loaded potato shops and found them empty. Maybe potato balls. She tried every ball recipe she could find and made up ones she thought might work. Meatballs, falafel, stuffed cheese balls. After her husband's birthday dinner a few years ago, she laid out cereal Krispies and pushed them together. She scooped some strawberry ice cream on top, prayed she could mold the Krispies around it before it melted, and stuck it in the freezer. Everyone widened their eyes when they took a bite. That's it, Dancio Grasso thought. Now she just needed to find a bus. Dancio Grasso didn't know the stigma around the short bus until she became a professional in the disability services world. It's a reference to handicap-accessible buses that often transport students with disabilities to and from school. There's often a negative connotation, she said. She wanted to turn the short bus, which was already accessible for people with disabilities, into a fun place. She and Eileen spent years looking for the perfect bus and found it through an online auction 2 years ago. Repairs and upgrades cost more than the bus itself. Eli tore out the seats, installed metal on the ceiling, put in freezers and an air conditioning unit, camouflaged by a giant ice cream ball sculpture. The lettering on top reads, "Alls of Love," since the B fell off. Dancio Grasso thinks it's fitting. Earlier this year, Dancio Grasso partnered with the City of St. Petersburg's Therapeutic Recreation Division to lead a career exploration workshop where she trained 50 young adults with disabilities. She wants to create a comprehensive job training program, and she's also exploring a new model where families pay for a loved one to go through her career readiness training on the bus. And she's considering trademarking the original ice cream ball. People have opened up bakeries or coffee shops that hire individuals with disabilities, said Taryn Kidd, Dancio Grasso's former colleague in the disability services field, but she thinks Dancio Grasso's business is unique. Having a program like Emily's that starts from the bottom, hygiene, dress to impress for interviews, interview skills, and just like every little gamut that it takes to be employed, she said, I think that's the very first step of living the life that you want to live. The summer heat has made business tricky. Not one person stopped by the ice cream bus at a Madeira Beach market a few weeks ago. Dancio Grasso says their event schedule is ramping up in the next few months, though. Eli says he often hears Dancio Grasso on the phone with her sister after a rough day of work. Dancio Grasso has a tattoo of one of her sister's mantras on her forearm as a reminder to keep going when life gets difficult. You live, it reads, in cursive. Copyright 2025, Tampa Bay Times. And now, from disabled-world.com, copyright 2025, Disabled World. A Seat at the Table, Amplifying the Voices of Young People with Disabilities, by Nir Shrestha, September 7, 2025. Every year, International Youth Day is filled with speeches and events that celebrate the potential of young people. This year's theme, Local Youth Actions for SDGs and Beyond, urges us to look at what youth can achieve. But let's be honest. When it comes to politics and policy making, youth are often locked out. There are no strong targeted policies for them. Their opinions are sidelined. Their voices are treated as decoration, not direction. And for young people with disabilities, the door isn't just closed, it's bolted. They face exclusion in both disability rights spaces and youth empowerment agendas. This isn't an oversight, it's systemic neglect. This International Youth Day, as events champion the theme of local youth actions, a critical question demands our attention. Are these celebrations truly reaching and empowering young people with disabilities, a demographic often marginalized in both mainstream disability and youth-focused initiatives? This article delves into the systemic challenges faced by young people with disabilities and outlines crucial actions required for their meaningful participation in the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and beyond. The Unseen Landscape: Challenges for Young People with Disabilities. Globally, an estimated 1.3 billion people live with some form of disability. A striking 80% of these individuals reside in low- and middle-income countries. While precise global data on young people with disabilities is limited, it is widely estimated that 15% of all youth, or approximately 150 million individuals aged 15 to 24, live with one or more disabilities. Despite growing global discourse around disability and youth, truly intersectional discussions that address the unique challenges of young people with disabilities remain rare. They are frequently excluded from both mainstream disability advocacy platforms and youth-centric programs, leading to their specific concerns being overlooked and unaddressed. Meaningful and inclusive participation of young people with disabilities in decision-making is yet to be systematically embedded. Far too often, their involvement is relegated to tokenism or, in some cases, manipulative gestures that fail to genuinely incorporate their perspectives. These young individuals confront a myriad of barriers: pervasive social stigma, inaccessible physical environments, limited educational opportunities, and restricted access to vital information and professional networks. At the same time, mainstream agencies often perceive them as passive recipients of services, inadvertently amplifying narratives of vulnerability rather than recognizing their inherent potential and capabilities. The prevailing notion that accessibility provisions and reasonable accommodations are extra costs rather than fundamental rights has significantly hindered many young people with disabilities from stepping forward, developing essential skills, and competing on an equal footing. This International Youth Day serves as a powerful reminder to all relevant agencies to take concrete actions to ensure the genuine participation and engagement of young people with disabilities. Amplifying their unheard voices necessitates not only individual empowerment, but also fundamental structural changes within our systems and societies. Here are five key actions crucial for achieving this. 1. Tailored capacity-building training. Young people with disabilities represent a highly diverse group, each with unique needs and learning styles. Therefore, capacity-building training must be tailor-made and developed in close consultation with participants themselves. Both targeted and inclusive training approaches should be adopted. For instance, young people with intellectual disabilities may initially benefit from dedicated training to familiarize themselves with certain issues before transitioning to inclusive sessions with appropriate support. This ensures the training is relevant, accessible, and truly empowering. 2. Broadening exposure opportunities. Many young people with disabilities remain confined to limited social circles, with scarce opportunities to connect with broader networks. Offering exposure opportunities aligned with their interests and career aspirations can profoundly expand their horizons, facilitate peer learning, and enable them to contribute more effectively to community and national development. A 2023 UNICEF study found that young people with disabilities who participated in structured mentorship programs reported a 35% increase in self-confidence and a 25% improvement in networking skills compared to their peers who did not. 3. Ensuring accessible information and processes. A significant barrier to participation lies in the inaccessibility of information and application processes for various opportunities. Career opportunities, whether volunteer positions, fellowships, internships, or traineeships, are frequently presented in formats that are inaccessible from the outset. Information is rarely provided in alternative formats, e.g., Braille, large print, plain language, sign language videos. Furthermore, application forms are often unnecessarily complex. A recent survey by the International Labor Organization, ILO, revealed that over 60% of job advertisements globally do not mention accessibility provisions or offer reasonable accommodations, effectively excluding qualified candidates with disabilities from even applying. These systemic barriers must be dismantled. 4. Nurturing self-esteem and confidence. Fear of discrimination, social exclusion, and a perceived limited capacity often discourages young people with disabilities from actively participating in public life and civic engagement. Building and nurturing their self-esteem and confidence is paramount. This can be achieved through peer support groups, mentorship, positive reinforcement, and celebrating their achievements. 5. Providing economic support. Many young people with disabilities face significant economic hardship, often compounded by the additional expenses associated with their disability, e.g., assistive devices, transportation, specialized care. Providing financial support for engagement and empowerment activities can be a game changer. This could include stipends for participation in training, reimbursement for transportation costs to events, or support for acquiring essential tools. Such support enables them to make informed decisions and explore opportunities without financial constraints. From inclusion to power. This is not about inviting youth with disabilities to sit politely at the edge of the table. It's about giving them the mandate to shape the table itself, deciding its size, its purpose, and who gets to be there. Because a future built without them is a future already broken. So the question this International Youth Day is not how can we include them, but when will we hand over the mic, the pen, and the power? And now from Careers and the Disabled, copyright 2025, Equal Opportunity Publications. Military Vet OP supports veterans and individuals with disabilities at TD Bank. As a diversity talent sourcer for TD Bank's U.S. talent management team, Rob OP specializes in serving individuals with disabilities, IWDs, and veterans. I focus on the recruitment, retention, workplace experience, and overall support for people with disabilities and veterans at TD, he explains. I work closely with hiring managers to identify talent needs, source qualified candidates, and guide them through the hiring process. Powered by TD's commitment to breaking down barriers and fostering inclusive workplaces, I have the privilege and responsibility to connect talented individuals with meaningful career opportunities. With TD for 4 years, OP previously supported military initiatives at Major League Baseball, MLB, and MLB Network. As a veteran myself, I've always been drawn to organizations that support workplace diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, he notes. I was particularly drawn to this role at TD because of the company's strong commitment to supporting the veteran and disability communities and to fostering equitable experiences. TD, according to OP, is committed to embedding DEI across all aspects of the business. To support that, the company has a dedicated DEI governance structure that holds the bank accountable for its mission for inclusion. This governance structure supports 7 areas of focus: Black experiences, multicultural, Indigenous peoples, LGBTQ2+, people with disabilities, veterans, and women at TD, and ensures these areas are supported in the development and implementation of DEI strategies, leadership engagement, and colleague experiences. There's a photo of Rob OP. Tall, dark hair, dark suit with a tie in front of the Navy SEAL Museum. With the caption, Rob OP, who's a military veteran, is a diversity talent sourcer for TD Bank's U.S. talent management team specializing in serving individuals with disabilities, IWDs, and veterans. This accountability model has allowed us to make great strides in our efforts to advance inclusion inside and outside the bank, indicates Opp. I'm proud to work at an organization where I can contribute to a culture that prioritizes and appreciates the value of having a diverse workforce. While specialized degrees and certifications can benefit certain roles, practical experience, a strong work ethic, and a passion for the career path ahead are also vital. One way the company advances the attraction and retention of colleagues with disabilities is by providing access to opportunities that empower them to thrive in their career journey. For example, the Project Search program is a rotational internship program for high school students with disabilities seeking work experience. TD Bank also provides employees with safe spaces to create a culture where people feel comfortable and have a space where colleagues openly share, feel respected, and learn. Within TD's People with Disabilities community, Lean In is a program where colleagues with apparent or non-apparent disabilities and caregivers find a common time to meet up and share experiences in an understanding and supportive environment. I'm honored to play a role in supporting these important and impactful initiatives, shares Opp, adding, having a diverse workforce leads to better business. When colleagues are empowered to bring their diverse perspectives to their roles, this leads to greater collaboration, creativity, innovation, and solutions. For career success, Opp underscores the importance of finding your passion and determining your strengths. While specialized degrees and certifications can benefit certain roles, practical experience, a strong work ethic, and a passion for the career path ahead are also vital, he points out. TD offers opportunities many different pathways, such as technology, retail, human resources, HR, talent management, marketing, and many more. I suggest finding a field where you'll enjoy the many nuances of your role. He also reminds young professionals that career journeys are often not a linear path. So often, I encounter young professionals who think there's a set process, university, to an entry-level dream job, to working your way up. This is rarely ever the case, says Opp. There are so many ways the path may diverge, such as taking an opportunity that may be a lateral move or in a different direction entirely. This is okay, and more common than you may think. Find careers with Cherry Hill, New Jersey, headquartered TD Bank at careers.td.com. And now from Move United, copyright 2025, Move United, Camp with Stride Adaptive Sports, Chatham, New York. Stride, STRIDE, Adaptive Sports, recognized as one of the leading adaptive sports programs in the northeastern United States and dedicated to empowering individuals through life-changing sports and recreation initiatives, is proud to announce its camp schedule for 2025. Set on 86 acres of beautiful woodland near Chatham, New York, our SCORE camp provides tent and lodge camping for youth and adults with disabilities. With themed camps beginning in June, including military boot camp, music and movement, and nature weekends, along with activities like disc golf, archery, crafts, swimming, fishing, aerial ropes, hiking, water skiing, boating, and theater visits, there truly is something for everyone. Our camp is also available for outside groups to host training, seminars, and retreats. Warriors, veterans, and their families can use the facilities for free. Contact ABRAME at stride.org to plan your stay. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Melinda Ambrose with Able Living. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana.